Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Money Smarts for You. Enhance your lifestyle by taking the positive path towards managing your money.
Welcome. I'm Barbie O'Connor, your host for The Money Smarts for You show. This show is your chance to ask me about the financial topics that affect your everyday life. After years of working with clients, helping them to save, preserve, and grow their assets, I wrote the book, Money Smarts for You, The Basics. I wanted teens, millennials, growing families, and others to have a chance to learn the essentials that everyone needs to know about money and their adult lives. If you have questions or thoughts about what you'd like to hear about on future shows, feel free to email me at barbie@moneysmartsforyou.com. This month of March is all about new life experiences. My earlier podcast this month covered things you need to know when buying a new house, and then last week I covered five things you need to know before you add a new pet to your household. Since last month was about love and romance, getting engaged, planning a wedding, and tying the knot, today's podcast is about the five things to consider when you want to have your first baby. A big part of most courting rituals is discussing the imaginary life of the future. Imagine the white picket fence surrounding the two-story house with the front porch and the rocking chairs, along with the 2.5 children, the family dog, and a sport utility wagon in the driveway. On the other hand, that may not be for you or for your future mate. So it's worth a conversation or two to talk about what each of you is looking for in the family of your future. Before you get swept away in a moment of unbridled passion, unprotected from the consequences, consider asking yourself and your partner these five questions. 1. Do you each want children? Admittedly, this topic should be discussed when you are seriously dating before you tie the knot. If you glossed over it in a romantic moment, then if you've been married at least 2 years and still get along with each other, maybe it's time to discuss it in detail. Yes. You may want to talk about how many children you would like to have, but the real issues in this day and time of two-income couples is timing, affordability, childcare, family teamwork, and maintaining the self-esteem of the mother and the harmony of the marriage. If a woman works for a company that is not her own, then she may have more risk regarding resuming her career or even retaining her job status when she takes maternity leave. If she is self-employed or a professional in a group setting, then she still has to deal with the responsibilities to her clientele as well as to her fellow professionals with whom she works. All of this is political and complicated, creating stress where it doesn't belong. It is real stress, though, and requires discussion with the partner who will be the co-parent. If the co-parent, either man or woman, does not understand why a woman's profession or job is important for her self-esteem, then it will be very difficult to parent a child together. Gone are the days where women had children and then stayed home with a child until school age. Women who chose to do that are sacrificing a great deal for their children and their families, often without any kudos or recognition of that sacrifice. Yes, creating a new living being is a beautiful thing and does require a great deal of work, all of which needs to be accepted and recognized by both parties in the marriage or both parents to the child. When you talk about how many children you want, share your reasons why with each other. Know that the one who is bearing the child may decide after the first one that they would rather not go through the pregnancy and childbirth process again, or maybe they will. Keep in mind that children are not returnable, nor are they commonly put up for adoption unless abuse or neglect are involved. So making sure you really want children and all the work involved with raising them, that's really important. Children require love, and if you are lucky, they may give you love, but that is not always the case. You may not get along with your children, and you may not even like your children. They are not pets, and they may not obey you, but they respect you and love you just a little bit. Before you bring another living being into your family, make sure your relationship is stable enough to handle the upheaval that comes with a new addition that will steal both of your hearts, a lot of your money, and most of your time. Have you reached a maturity level where you're making financial decisions together? Are you both on the same page about your goals for the future? Do you have one night a week where you go on a date, keeping the romantic fire alive in your relationship? Be careful if you are at a stage where you can't make the effort to be together, to share each other's passions or interests. If you feel as if you are doing all the compromising, or if you can't get together to relax and enjoy each other's company, then you may have grown apart over time. Successful, stable relationships take work. Having a baby takes work. If you can't make the relationship work, a baby will not fix that. In fact, it will make things much, much worse. Before you stop using contraception, think about what life will be like once you have a baby. Discuss everything. Who will get up with the baby? Who will cook? Who will clean? Who will do the laundry? How will all the day-to-day activities that make your life what it is get done? How will you feel when you can't do whatever it is you want to do at the spur of the moment? Like, go watch the game with the guys, or hit the mall with your gal friends. Have dinner with a friend who just got into town. Be honest. Once you have children, your life will never be the same again. You will worry about them for the rest of your life. Also know that you as a couple will be going through the pregnancy together. There are childcare classes, breastfeeding classes, hospital tours, infant CPR classes, car seat installation and youth classes, and more for you and your partner to learn about before the baby comes. If you decide to be a single mother, taking on this responsibility all on your own, then create an extended family of friends and family if you can. There will be a time when you need someone to help you out, and having others on board and part of the team from the beginning will make such a difference for you and your child. Don't get me wrong. Raising children is one of the most incredible growth experiences an adult can ever have. You can learn from your own mistakes and those of your parents, and you can make a difference in the life of a person who will touch so many others. And if you are lucky, you will create a family that will love each other and care about each other forever. 3, what happens if you can't conceive? What if you can't procreate because you or your mate are infertile? Will you adopt, or will you skip having children altogether? How far will you go to deal with the infertility issue? Will you accept your circumstances and learn to live with it and move forward? If you find that after 6 to 9 months of attempting to conceive without using contraception, you're still not pregnant, then you may want to consult with your obstetrician-gynecologist as to whether you need to see a specialist. Fertility workups can range from $300 to $3,000, depending on what is needed. In vitro fertilization can cost somewhere around $11,000 to $20,000. Rarely does insurance cover these services, so it is best to talk to your health insurer to see what they will or won't cover before you start treatment. Beyond the financial outlay that you will be making, keep in mind that there will be an emotional toll on your relationship as you go through this type of treatment. Both you and your partner will need to be on the same page when you choose this process. It can be daunting when there is disappointment if the treatments don't work. Adopting a newborn through a nonprofit agency is another option to consider. The cost for this type of adoption can range from $11,000 to $28,000 or more, depending on where you are and what part of the country you live in. Remember, there will be social worker evaluations of the family and the family environment before an adoption can take place, potentially placing a strain on your relationship. In addition, counseling is usually required prior to adoption, as well as after adoption home visits by social workers to make sure that the child is being cared for properly. Private attorney adoptions for a newborn can run from $22,000 to $35,000 or more. If you're willing to consider adopting an older child, then children who are part of the foster program can be adopted pending a family evaluation, home visits, and counseling. The fees involved there can be anywhere from no fee upwards to $2,500. If you find that taking on the fertility treatments or adoption is too much for you to handle, then you and your partner may need to work on accepting your situation and reaffirming the love you feel for one another. If having children in your life is important to you, then you may want to consider volunteering to be a big brother or big sister and mentoring children who need the presence of a consistent adult in their life. 4, what is the lifetime cost of your child going to be? A child must be fed, cleaned, dressed, driven to school, taken to the doctor, delivered to after-school activities, and cared for and loved. So make sure you're willing to do all of that, as well as pay for all of the child's other needs. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture research, before a child reaches 18 years of age, it costs an average, mind you, of at least $241,000 over their lifetime, basically 0 to 18 years of age, for expenses like clothing, education, childcare, and medical care, not including private school or college. This does not include the bill for the mother's prenatal care, the delivery of the baby, or any extraordinary medical care or premature care that an infant may require. Children are expensive, so plan accordingly. First, check with your health insurance provider to make sure your policy includes maternity care as well as pediatric care for a newborn or adopted child before you begin the effort to conceive or go through the adoption process. If it's not covered, then you're going to need to arrange to get coverage before you go through the process and make sure there isn't a period of time that you have to wait before it goes into effect. In addition, you may want to evaluate where you can purchase diapers, wipes, and baby supplies in quantity at discounted prices. There may be opportunities online or at your local warehouse shopping clubs that allow you to stretch your dollars while keeping your baby clean and healthy. Remember, manufacturer and store coupons can be helpful in this regard, too. Before you bring the baby home from the hospital, you may need to purchase a baby carrier or car seat, a crib or bassinet, diapers, baby t-shirts, onesies, other baby clothes, receiving blankets for swaddling, a stroller, burp cloths, a changing table with accessories, a bathing tub with back support, washcloths, hooded towels, baby shampoo, baby bath, baby lotion, special nail clippers just for baby, a soft baby hairbrush, baby bottles, a bulb syringe, and more. If you plan on breastfeeding your baby, then you may want a breast pump that many hospitals can rent to you, or you can purchase them. In addition, you will need nursing bras, nursing pads, and pillows for support. Setting up the nursery with crib and mattress, changing table, rocker, and other decor can run up to $2,600 to $3,500. Car seats can run from $60 to $300 depending on the safety features. Since your little one is depending on the car seat to keep them safe while in transit, don't scrimp on the seat and don't be fooled by how it looks. Research the seats and their features and the National Institute for Highway Safety ratings of how the seats have performed in test crashes. Some seats must be installed facing to the rear. Others can face front. Make sure that you know how to install the seats correctly. Your local fire department or the hospital where you deliver may have classes to show you exactly how to place them into your car. Keep in mind you may need 3 to 4 seats for your child as they grow. Your child may move from an infant seat to a booster seat, or you may find a convertible seat that works for your needs for several years. Baby strollers come in all kinds of configurations. Some are travel systems where the baby car seat can attach to the stroller frame. Others may be just what you need when you're ready to jog with your baby. There are lightweight strollers, full-size strollers, as well as double and triple strollers for families with more than one child. Strollers can place the baby to where it will face the parents or confront the world. Strollers cost anywhere from $125 for a lightweight stroller to $500 or more for a travel system unit. If you have more than one infant, you will be looking at $400 to $1,500 for strollers, depending on the design and capacity. Beware of buying used furniture, used car seats, and used strollers without checking online to see if they've been recalled. Check by manufacturer and model number and expiration date before you buy. Equipment and furnishings that might have worked several years ago may not be safe for you to use with your newborn. Car seats that have been in a crash are also not safe. So don't scrimp on the car seats. Get one that's new. Get one that hasn't been recalled. Check the manufacturer's information and the recall list. If you use disposable diapers rather than a diaper service, you may spend between $1,200 and $1,800 per year on diapers. Diaper services that rent you the cloth diapers and wash them and deliver fresh diapers each week can cost $99 to start up with, and $22 a week for 80 diapers, totaling about $1,300 for the year. Keep in mind, once your child is out of diapers, you will get a raise, which you should promptly put in your college expense and retirement account. If you find that breastfeeding is not for you and your child, then know that infant formula can cost you anywhere from $700 per year to $3,600 per year. Other expenses to consider have to do with childcare. Once you have children, who is going to be the primary caregiver? Are you hiring a nanny or using daycare? Will one of you stay at home to care for your children while the other earns the family's main income? Will you take advantage of whatever parental leave your company offers and switch off from one to the other? How traditional are your respective views on child rearing? Discussing these topics ahead of time while evaluating the economics of your choices and the possible effects on your children is a very worthwhile expenditure of your time. A nanny who works 40 hours a week may charge you anywhere from $1,920 to $3,200 per month to care for your child, depending on their level of education and child development knowledge that they have. If you want your nanny to grocery shop, cook, or do light housekeeping, you will have to negotiate those services with them. As part of your spending plan and budgeting, you may want to decide if your children will be attending public schools or private ones. Include tuition, books, and uniforms, as well as special after-school activities in your financial planning. In some communities, the income taxes you pay or the property taxes paid on your residence are used to fund public schools as well as to fund charter schools. The extra expenses for your child to attend public schools will be clothing, after-school activities, sports fees, enrichment courses, and tutoring if needed. Private schools in many communities are often as expensive as many colleges and universities. Pre-K and kindergarten tuition can range from $9,000 a year to $19,000 a year. Elementary education can start at $18,000 per year and go up to $25,000 a year. Middle school tuition starts at about $21,000 and can reach upwards of $27,000. High school tuition can begin at $23,000 per year and go as high as $48,000 a year or more. These expenses include books and fees, but not uniforms or special trips and activities, which are extra. 5, what tax breaks are out there that I need to know about? And how are we going to fund our retirement fund and our college fund at the same time? At this point, you may realize that you will be spending out of pocket close to $10,000 or more the first year you have your child. Not including childcare, each subsequent year, you may be spending about $14,000 a year or about $1,200 per month. Childcare will bring that monthly figure up to about $2,200 per month minimum. There is good news on some tax breaks for childcare. If you can contribute to a flexible spending account through your work, sometimes known as a dependent care flexible spending account, then you may be able to pay up to $5,000 in child care expenses with pre-tax dollars. If that is not available to you, then there is the child care tax credit, which you can take by filing IRS Form 2441 with your income tax return, which may allow you to apply anywhere from a 20% to 35% credit towards your child care expense, which could result in your saving about $600 per year in taxes if you have one child and up to $1,200 per year on your taxes if you have two children. If you have two or more children, you can use a combination of the flexible spending account and the tax credit, saving anywhere from $2,000 a year to $2,500 per year. It is a quandary for many parents whether to set up a college fund for their child or to fund their retirement. The answer is fund them both. If you save money using the FSA or the tax credit, then divide the money you've saved and place it in the retirement plan for your future and a college fund for your children's future. You hope you will raise kids so that they will love and respect you, so sending them to college will hopefully allow them to get a good job, and then they'll have the means to take care of you in their elder years. If you aren't successful in raising them to care about you, then having funds in a retirement plan will allow you to take care of yourself. Some clients I've spoken with over the years feel it is up to their children to figure out how to pay for college or to pay for job training if college is not what interests them. In many cases, their attitude is that all the emphasis on saving for college has pushed college tuition and expenses higher than necessary, just because there is more demand for each student opening up at colleges around the country. others feel that the student loan business drives up the tuition fees as well. So you will have to make up your own mind about how you feel about paying for college for your child. You may be in the group that feels their child can work his or her way through college or possibly train for a job at a community college and then let his employer pay or incentivize him to get a college or graduate degree. If you are the independent sort who wants to make sure you can take care of yourself when you are older, then make sure you contribute to the retirement plans available to you at work. Make the maximum contribution to your 401k plans, 403b plans, or IRA, whichever is applicable in your case. Come up with your own plan for retirement, how and where you want to live, and what you want to spend your later years in life doing. Don't wait until your child is a junior in high school to learn about college finance. Most community colleges today cost about $12,000 per year, with state universities costing $10,000 for tuition, and then at least $17,000 for room and board, totaling about $27,000 per year. For your child to attend a four-year college in 2034, allowing for inflation, you will need to start saving at least $600 per month each month until they are 18, while earning 6% minimum on your investment in order to pay for a state university. For your child to attend a private university, you will have to save more than double that amount, over $1,200 per month each month until they turn 18, starting when your child is born. Saving for both your retirement and your child's college education is important. So make the effort in every way you can while you have time to take advantage of growth over time. Knowing what to expect about the financial aspects of having a baby can help you and your partner work as a team to raise a happy, healthy child while maintaining a stable and harmonious relationship. Thank you for joining me today for the Money Smarts for You show. Next week, I'll go over college acceptances, the features to consider as you decide where your teen will go to school, and how to figure out what each school will cost you. Please email me your questions or thoughts to Barbie@moneysmartsforyou.com. That's B-A-R-B-I-E at M-O-N-E-Y-S-M-A-R-T-S, the number four, the letter U.com. And we will cover them in future shows. Remember, take care of your money to take care of yourself.
Thank you for joining us today. Find out more at MoneySmartsForYou.com. Like us on Facebook, buy the book on Amazon, and remember to subscribe to the show.